And on that note, they cue the music.
It's GRD Weekly.
Episode number 4, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, and all the geeks at sea. Yes, even you, the guy with the weird skin problem. Yeah.
No.
Quit writing me, would you? Saturday, 22nd March, 2008, the fourth episode of GRD Weekly.
And the first one that's actually weekly from the last one.
Hey-o!
What's up with that?
That's exciting. I know.
It
I'm
is.
Turgid. I love it.
Two in a row. Huh?
Well, yes. Not, which is always a good thing.
Yes,
true.
It is.
All right, over there wearing his official athletic-looking VCU recreational sports personal fitness trainer outfit, that, ladies and gentlemen, is the Bruce.
You are the Bruce, buddy.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Those still need to be louder. I don't know. I have a hard time hearing those things over the music.
See, that's why he opted with the headphones.
Headphones, so I can hear them.
Was it still loud enough over top of the music, though?
Yeah, it's loud enough.
Loud enough.
I can tell what it was.
Put in that in.
And
he's just being polite.
I'll make the rest of them louder.
Super producer Billy Flynn.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
See, I think that's better. That's over top of the music. I think that's better.
Nice.
Me, I haven't even showered yet.
No.
I got the stank going.
Yeah.
Ah, slap a little stank up on it. I don't need no shower. I'm the vicar.
Stop trying to cast spells.
And we are here in the WRAR Worldwide Studio Headquarters, towering high above historic Tappahannock, Virginia.
Don't fall over the edge.
Yes, it's a real place.
Yeah, no, really.
I know. People give us a hard time about that.
You know,
you guys really?
All you got to do is just watch Fahrenheit 9/11. You'll see it.
We had to spell the name of the place when we did an interview for a show in Chicago this week, and they didn't believe it was real.
No.
We had to spell the damn place.
Yeah.
Look it up on a map. TAPPAHANNOCK.
Wow.
Ding. I recognize that's a mouthful, but it's 22560. Zip code the thing. Google map it, will you?
Yeah. We'll wave to you out there.
Well, here we are back in the studio after we took our sojourn down to High Point, North Carolina.
Good
the
word.
Furniture capital of the world.
It is. It's
well,
crazy.
Two of you went.
Last week for StellarCon. I know. What was up with that, the Bruce?
Where were
waiting
you?
On you.
I had many things that I have to do at home that I will actually talk about when I talk about my geekly
beard. All right, fine. So you think you got an excuse?
Yeah, well, I have a wife, so
well,
that's my excuse.
I guess I can buy that. That's fine. Well,
you can buy his wife?
Well, rent.
So anyway, lease to own.
No. Rent on a weekly basis.
This is our big Scott Sigler episode. The pimp, the madman himself, Scott Sigler, is going to be on the show here in just a little while.
You can't stop him.
I can't stop it. No, because he's mean. He's wiry. He's a little guy. He's wiry.
He likes that world domination.
He's got that crazy look in his eye, like Francis on
the
on
talking
Stripes.
Wheel?
Do you really want to stop him?
No, you don't want to stop him.
You call me Francis? I'll kill you.
Word.
So
after that great segue there, the Bruce, how about you? How was your geekalified week, sir?
Well, unfortunately, the geeky side was a little bit on the slim to
his geeky
none.
Was weak.
Yeah, the geeky was weak. Yeah, unfortunately, I spent a lot of time. It was my spring break. So like any house husband on spring break,
strip club?
No.
Oh.
Oh, so no. Unfortunately. No, I had to spend a whole lot of time cleaning and putting together furniture and moving this and moving that and putting... just nothing really fun.
So your geek was weak.
Yeah, my
With
geek
apologies
was weak.
To Mer Lafferty, your geek foo is weak.
Ooh, snapified.
Oh, man. But let's see. I did watch a bunch of movie previews for this week.
Okay.
First, I said how superhero movie the preview looked good, and the movie I saw
you
another
did
preview.
Say that.
Yeah, I saw another preview for that, and I
now
take everything back. Every
come back over to the light side.
Yeah, exactly.
Now see,
I saw Pam Anderson in the preview, and I was like, "That's it, forget it."
See, oddly enough, though, I'm going to say that this might be a step back in the right direction because it is the Abrams.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like it's right. It doesn't look as bad as Epic Movie.
Oh.
It doesn't, but it does look to be about as good as Scary Movie 4, maybe 3. But maybe they can bring it back. If they can
bring it back
another 5 years from now, maybe we can get another Top Secret. Maybe we can get a Hot Shots. I don't know.
Because so far, I'm sorry, it looks like it's going to lick Nerf Scrote.
Basically,
I got bit by a radioactive dragonfly.
It's still not going to be, it's not going to be Airplane, unfortunately.
No.
No.
What will?
Yeah.
What will?
Not even Airplane 2 was Airplane.
No.
No.
Made House Party 2 look like House Party 3.
House Party 4. The Jammy Jam.
All right. I saw the preview for Run, Fat Boy, Run with Simon Pegg.
Yes.
That looks funny.
Of course it does.
That looks funny. Tropic Thunder.
Nice.
Yes.
Huh?
Oh. That's going to be a good one.
It is.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Who else?
Robert Downey Jr.
Jack Black.
Yep.
Making a Vietnam film. An important Vietnam film.
Mm-hmm. I can guess it's going to be important. I can feel it.
Wanted. With Angelina Jolie.
You know, I haven't seen the trailer for this yet.
Yeah.
I haven't even looked at it.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't look good?
Oh, no.
See, it's supposed to be cool.
Oh, yeah. This is all summer movie, CGI'd, two tiers, able to bend a bullet.
Yeah, so wait, so this is an actual movie? I heard yes. Wanted Angelina Jolie. I figured she had just DUI'd
want
or something.
With.
Oh, Angelina. Oh, with.
Featuring.
Yes,
yeah.
Featuring Angelina Jolie. Okay. Yeah, we all want Angelina Jolie, but well, it's just not going to happen.
Well, I'm disappointed to hear that that looks bad, because the buzz is pretty good on this picture.
Yeah.
And I've not read it. That's Brian K. Vaughan, right? Does anybody know to correct me?
I think you're correct on that.
I think I am, too, but I haven't read it, so I don't know. Well, that's too bad. I mean, well, we got enough stuff to look forward to, though. We need to do a GRD weekly show when Batman comes out.
Oh, yeah.
When Iron Man comes out.
So you want to wait till those come out, then?
No.
Before we do another one?
I'm just. Yeah, it could happen, but.
It's going to be more entertaining than what
we're
going to think of between.
We're going to do a movie review episode every week.
No.
Summer is that. So we've got to pick and choose, because I know Indie is coming. There's so much stuff is coming out, but you can't not do a Bats, and you can't not do an Iron Man.
It's true.
Now, in a way, you can't not do Indie. So I don't know. I don't know how often we're going to do that.
I don't know if the
Hulk. Or the damn Hulk. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
Did you like that trailer?
Yeah, I actually kind of like that trailer. I understand what you were saying, how it's a little cartoonish.
I like the design of the Hulk. I like the way the Hulk looks, but I don't like the way he moves. You know what I'm saying? That's.
I could see what you're saying that. I could see where you're saying that.
I just want that to be a little more grounded.
In actual musculature, be able to move that way sort
of
thing.
Yes,
the whole gait and everything.
Yeah, because, you know, call it silly, but, you know, used to paint Lou Ferrigno up green, and we were happy.
Yes.
By God, in my day.
Yeah.
You know, when Tony Curtis moved, he didn't look real either.
No.
In his later films.
He did
just
not.
Just very artificial. I don't know. It's
couple
weird.
Two is just...
it's weird.
No. Sorry, that was not them. Never mind.
Okay. We're rambling. It's on.
Yeah.
We're
old.
Yeah, Matlock.
That was a weak Matlock. That was the weakest Matlock
you've
ever heard.
Dude, you need to practice hard, man.
Yes, I did. Well, hey, I've been on a whole two episodes
here. Yeah, I know.
Give me some time.
All
I'll
right,
work
I'm
on
okay,
it.
Okay, fine.
I'll work on it. Let's see. Spent an entire day dealing with Haynes Furniture.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I was supposed to get furniture on Tuesday. Yeah, it didn't happen.
Oh, that's what you were asking me for help with.
Yes.
Okay.
So I actually have to go get my furniture now from Haynes. They have to ship it from Williamsburg to Richmond. I have to go to Richmond to pick up my furniture. Yeah, that was my expression.
He doesn't
too.
Look happy.
No, like I said, I'll help, no problem. But first of all, I got to get past my ninja injury.
Yes. No, he had the ninja injury. You had the...
I don't remember. What was it?
What was it? Yeah.
What was it?
Some super cool...
I don't know. Anyway.
It was little birds flying around your head.
I still have an injury. I still have an injury to recover from, but hopefully this week I'll be better. So yeah, I'll help you move your crap.
It's on tape. We've got proof. He said he's going to help me. Yay!
If I don't delete this, I mean, so you need to throw a few bucks my way.
Not a problem.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
rock on.
Other than that, like I said, my geek was weak. So that's been about it.
So, Billy, was your weak geek?
It was a lot better than that. I mean,
still kidding.
You know, of course, I have to say we were at the convention. So right away.
That last weekend?
That was last weekend. That was
like
just last weekend.
Okay.
No, it was there. And of course, you know, got to sit in on some panels, got to meet Timothy Zahn, got to be a guest on a Requiem of the Outcast, the what I believe is being called the $10 taco episode.
That is a legendary episode now, yes. That's
absolutely true. Wow. Seriously, wow.
$10. You're going to explain that one later.
I did not see the Smallville from 2 days ago, but I saw last week's Smallville, which did involve the kryptonite gum and Pete Jones coming back and eating kryptonite gum and getting superpowers whenever he's chewing kryptonite gum.
You mean the hour-long Stride commercial?
The hour-long Stride commercial. Now, I have to say here and now, I chew Stride gum, and I did so only because their stupid commercials annoyed me so much. I was like, oh, really? No, your gum can't last that long. I got to admit, I like the gum. But, man, then they do this episode, and I'm like, what are you doing? You don't even have the damn common decency to let Jimmy Olsen be the guy that this happens to.
No, you bring the guy back from 3 years ago. Oh, yeah, now chew this.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's fantastic. So another year? They're saying there's going to be another year of Smallville?
This is what I hear, that they're going to renew for another year.
Okay, just wrap that up. I deleted a few bots off of the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com.
Did you really? Oh,
I did.
Know that. That's the first time.
That was fun. Well, they weren't actually there, but they had tried to get there, so they were sort of showing up, and I didn't even want them sort of showing up.
So far, the forums, which, by the way, you guys need to join over at geekradiodaily.com.
Yes.
We need something there.
Yeah,
no,
we do. We'll talk about that after the show.
Anyway.
The bell's sitting right there.
That forum, yeah, I know.
No. Okay, anyway, yeah.
So the forum, I've not encountered that yet, although I figured being a new forum, it'll take a while for the bots to find us. So apparently, kind of like in The Matrix, they have found us now, and we have to run from them. Is that right?
They'll do that, yeah. Right. They're bad like that. Speaking of Angelina Jolie, oddly enough, just rewatched Tomb Raider last night, and I did that. Why? I did that why? Because
why?
It's on HD DVD, because all my HD DVDs that I ordered have now come in.
Oh, rock on.
Yay.
Thank you. Woo! So I get to go back up. I picked up Trading Places.
Oh,
picked up
good.
Coming to America. Special. You know, I had to have that. Hot Fuzz.
Oh,
Beautiful. Had to get my Hot Fuzz, had to get my 2001, Clockwork Orange, Full Metal Jacket, Tomb Raider, obviously, Italian Job. I don't even remember what all I got. It was just so many movies. It's like, look, I got all these
You got
movies.
A bunch of stuff, dude. Yeah, no That's kidding. Pretty cool.
2001 on HD would be absolutely beautiful.
Oh, it's, oh, dude, because of Stanley? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what, later today, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to do the 2001. Yep, absolutely, going to kick back. Oh, my God, what is that? Where did that come from?
The vicar did it, I swear.
That's creepy, man. Let's see, also Weird. played some Munchkin. That was fun,
Munchkin,
huh?
Yeah, that's on my Geeky Week as well. The Flynn Stress and you yes. came over to the vicarage, and we played some serious Munchkin.
Which was a little different, yeah. Not the Call of Cthulhu Munchkin.
It was different, but also I think a lot of that dynamic is that we were three players as opposed to four.
There is that.
The more
and,
people you got.
And also now that we understood something that we didn't even play, that aspect of the gold and being able to buy levels yeah. with that, we didn't even touch.
Much quicker game, sure.
It's Stellar
I think
Con.
If you go up to six players, which it'll go up to max, six players, can you imagine how nutty
just
like
be
four,
ridiculous.
Five, and six? It says you can play with three, pardon me, you can play with two, but yeah. it's not nearly as fun, and I can see that. I could see how four was better than three, and probably five and six would be better than three. And
absolutely.
By the way,
from
that
personal
goes
experience,
for,
yes, four is better than three.
A lot of things. Hey, thank
you. Know.
You.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Let's see, some comic books. JSA, the Justice Society of America, number 13, introducing GOG into the mix. GOG is now the villain. If you,
what the hell's a GOG?
Well, obviously, you must have missed your Kingdom Come, which means you've just lost a lot of geek cred here and now.
GOG!
Yeah,
yeah.
GOG, okay.
With
yeah.
the big, like, armor?
Yeah.
Armor.
Golden, yeah.
I kinda
see,
remember
the
that. Okay.
Superman from the Kingdom Come timeline currently is on an adventure with the JSA. And, of course, they're running into GOG from Kingdom Come. I don't know what all these multiple Earths. I just don't know, man. Once upon a time, we
knew them in the 70s. We knew them.
Then you know, right. we spent all this time learning the new things and what goes and how everything fits.
We knew Earth S, which is where the Shazam universe
That's
was.
That's absolutely true.
What was the? Do you remember the one with the Freedom Fighters?
Earth,
they had a separate
Earth
one.
Fred, I think it was. I don't know.
You don't either.
I
they
do
had
know.
One. They had their.
They
own
did.
Universe.
They had their
I don't
own
know why,
one.
But they had their
so,
own.
So because you perpetually need a World War II to be happening,
I guess,
because
yeah.
it helps books sell.
I suppose.
It's amazing, because look, the Blackhawks without people to shoot down?
Kind of pointless.
Their books don't
I
really
agree.
Sell.
Kind of stupid.
Very strange. Yeah. She-Hulk number 26 is interesting and for two really good reasons. One, they use the gun from Torchwood.
Okay.
To bring somebody back to find out what they knew. Because you can bring somebody back from the dead with this gun temporarily, get some information from them. So they used the Torchwood gun. And what I thought was a brilliant move, they had She-Hulk lose her pants.
Versus the top.
Yeah, it was a quiet moment. She had saved somebody. They come crashing down, splash, and guys start talking. Oh, she's like, what? He's like, your pants. She's like, what about? Oh, hey now.
Hey now.
So I think I speak for everybody in comicdom when I ask you, does the carpet match the drapes?
It was code approved.
Oh.
It was code approved.
Damn
but
that code!
They try to give you some hints, which is kind of cool.
Nice.
Some video game / comic news. There's a Silent Hill miniseries out called Sinner's Reward, and having read just the first issue, yeah, that would be the opening of a Silent Hill game, so they've at least tonality got that part right. I do like that. Spent a good chunk of time just this past night playing some Uno on Xbox Live with our good buddy Dex from over there at
Screen
Geeks,
Geeks,
which is good.
Yeah.
And
the
Dex.
Majority of my week has been spent playing Super Smash Bros. Brawl on the Nintendo because it fracking rocks, baby. It just rocks.
Fraggle Rock?
Fraggle Rock. Absolutely. No, but there's
some hardcore stoner stuff. Fraggle Rock.
Yeah,
was,
Fraggle.
Man.
There's really nothing greater. There's
really
nothing greater than
yeah.
beating up Pikachu, beating up all these different Pokemon with, like, you know, with Samus. And you haven't lived until you've seen Mario just, like, just jump Link. Just blah, just out of nowhere. Oh, it was a fight. It was just, it was crazy.
It was a throwdown to be had.
It was.
What's
it's
the
a good
button
time.
Combo for salad tossing? In that game,
I wouldn't know, sir.
I didn't
well,
know if you
see.
Had one.
You have to mirror it like you do in real life. So how does that go again?
All right, is that the
so? What did you do, geeky, this
of
week,
your geeky
sir?
Week. Let's see. We already mentioned Munchkin, so yeah, I'm all about Munchkin. I want to play again. I also want to play some Infernal Device, Infernal Machine. What the
Infernal
hell is
Contraption?
That called? Infernal Contraption. I
see?
Knew I was close. I want to play that again. I still want to test that. So we need to do that sometime. And I was working on a character earlier today on for Solomon Kane. Finally, Savage Sword of Solomon Kane for Savage Worlds, which we're playing. We're going to try a Skype game over
Ooh.
There on the forums. And by the way, if you check out the forums, wait for it, everybody, over at geekradiodaily.com.
That
thank you.
It doesn't quite feel right yet, but
it's
okay.
It'll get there.
It'll get
there.
There.
We're talking about that game and putting together a Skype game, which I've never done, so I honestly don't know how I'm going to like that.
You're going to like it just fine.
And you'll like it.
Which, yeah.
Well,
we said we'll look at it. It's better than not playing at all, right?
But yeah. It's like when you Skype in a one of your hosts. We've said this before. You don't have the eye contact. You don't have the personal interaction, which is really important. You don't know how important that is until you're talking to a computer screen trying to do a show.
So
together.
You're saying you want the video cameras.
And role playing, well, it would help, which I do have.
Okay. But, you need a video camera.
Well,
I mean, put on no, some of your webcam. Yeah, exactly. On your yeah, on your computer with a webcam.
The webcam would help. Maybe we ought to talk about that. I don't know.
I can vote for that, but only if you promise to wear clothing.
Please.
I'll wear clothes. Well, Mistress Jet is in the game.
I was just talking about you.
Oh,
I didn't say anybody else.
You were making
I
that
said
a
that
universal
you.
Rule.
No.
Jet, I'm so sorry. So anyway, I'm working on a character, which is really fun. No. I haven't rolled up a Solomon Kane character before, so sweet.
Nice.
Hopefully, I'll get some Deadlands in tomorrow night.
Let's make that happen.
I'm not
oh,
sure.
Oh, you know, are you playing, I'm sorry, are you playing in the NCAA bracket challenge that I believe Captain Crunch posted up on the
No,
forums?
I'm not. I don't do college Woo! Basketball. I don't mess. I've never I'm messed not. With college basketball. I'm an NBA guy.
See?
Neither am I. Sorry.
Okay. NBA, blah.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
blah.
Me too. These days
oh, yeah,
now,
college
that's true.
Sports, you're cheering for laundry. Come on, give me
in
a break.
College,
for laundry?
Yeah, it's the same uniforms, just different people wearing them year after year after year. You're
Back,
cheering for laundry.
When I was in college, I was a huge NBA guy, huge NBA fan. But
like
think about when I was in college.
Yeah.
This is like 89, 90, 91, 92.
Got it.
Oh,
almost 20 years ago now?
Yeah. This was back when gods tread the boards, sir. When you had teams, when you had these legacy teams. Mm-hmm. The Chicago Bulls, now, the kids nowadays know when you've got one guy that's like your rah-rah guy. All right, sure, you had Michael Jordan, but it wasn't just MJ.
Oh, no.
B.J. Armstrong, Horace Grant, I know I'm losing the geeks out there, so I'm only going to be brief on
Scottie
this.
Scottie Pippen.
The whole, right, Pippen, Johnny Paxson, you had a team of guys that year in, year out, you knew. It's not the same anymore. I can't even watch the NBA
Do
anymore.
You think
but
that...
But back in the day, as opposed to college, I was an NBA
Do
worker.
Do you think it started sliding downhill when they went to the longer shorts?
You know, the longer shorts are preferable if you go back and look at the 70s NBA.
I understand that, but...
Because you're like, ooh, he's Catholic. You
in the 70s, everybody was watching
that.
The NBA in the 70s. Goodness. That. Those guys
anyway,
were in movies, for
all right,
the goodness
sakes. What else? Movies. You were talking about movies that you got. I've still got my $30 Best Buy. What is it called? You know,
your reward certificate. Reward zone certificate.
I haven't spent it yet, partly because I'm paralyzed by choice. I have $33, and I go in and I see the rows and rows of movies. It's too many options.
When
I
does
don't
it expire?
oh, God. It's like May, I
okay.
think.
Okay.
I think.
So
I'm going to double check it.
Because May and March, they're very similar. They both have Ma.
Oh,
in
dear
them.
God. You're right. That leaves me this weekend, though.
I would check,
that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
double
I'm going to look
one.
When I get a minute because it's in the room with me. TV, I'm just watching New Adventures of Old Christine. It's the only thing I'm watching right now.
That's it?
Which is effing hilarious. It is better after the writer's strike now. Wanda Sykes is stupid funny. It's a well-written show. Julia Louis-Dreyfus can carry a show. She can break the Seinfeld curse. Please, the show's on the bubble again. Please, watch it. Check it out. Write to CBS, whatever.
It's got a better
program.
Chance than Jericho does.
We don't need another Night
Jericho's
of American Idol or
gone.
Something.
That's why I said it's got a better chance.
Or
much better chance.
What network is she? She's ABC. So it's
Who?
Not like
Who?
Christine.
No, it's CBS.
No.
Is it CBS?
That's why
okay,
I went with the
that
Jericho
one, I can
reference.
Think of an example.
If
we
she
don't
was on
need
NBC,
another
I
night
Agreement.
Of like. Big Brother or
Come
something.
On.
No, please keep the show on the air, would
Stage
you?
Assistant to the stars.
Technology-wise, I'm still working on Adobe Photoshop. My
Kay.
God, that's a long process.
Yeah.
Here I'm thinking, I'll give it a couple of days and learn this, you know.
I'll give it a couple days to get through the opening glossary.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much, because I got the Dummies book, but that's going to be the second one I'm going to go through. The first one I've got is basically a textbook, and I'm working from chapter one through it, and I'm maybe two-thirds of the way through it. Slow going.
There's Uncle Joe, and he's moving mighty slow at the junction.
Junction!
Petticoat Junction.
All right, books. I got my new Richard III Society journals in yesterday.
Oh, no, really?
A few days. Yeah.
That's exciting, isn't it?
I haven't gotten mine.
I'm sorry.
We need to check the mailing list and see what's going on there.
You know, guys, I'm letting you down. I'll loan you mine. Hey, you guys could join.
Could we?
We could. All right.
Put the gun down.
All right. I've also got my new Knights of the Dinner Table and my new Wizard sitting in my magazine box. So I'm set. I got reading
nice.
Material for this week.
Okay.
That gets everything I've been doing geeky, because you mentioned the Munchkin.
Yeah.
We already mentioned that we did the interview for Vocalo
in
Chicago.
Which was great.
I actually listened to it live.
He listened to it live.
That is cool.
Yes. It was
now, that's
really
dedication.
Cool. Yes, it was.
I don't know that anyone else on the face of the earth did,
but the
Bruce did. So that's fantastic.
We don't mind.
I'm a fan. Yay!
So that's what I did. Is that everything?
I believe it is, sir.
All right. Coolness.
What geeky stuff's coming up, though?
What's geeky stuff is coming up?
Oh,
you mean
well,
like
look,
conventions,
it's
perhaps?
Almost April, sir. It's getting so close. Oh, yeah. Happy Easter this weekend, by the way.
Oh, yes. That's
you know,
right.
Happy Jesus is back and he brought eggs. Happy to you.
All right. fess up. Is that yours? Because that's funny. Where did you steal that?
I do not believe I stole
Easter.
That.
Easter. Jesus is back, and he brought eggs. That's funny,
dude. I don't think I stole that one. I really don't.
Holy crap, that's funny. I will be, I don't know if it's going to be sunrise, but I know I'm going to go to a relatively early service tomorrow, because that's just what we do.
Sunrise? Mm. Wow.
Yeah, ouch. I know. I haven't done it in years, so I don't know. We may or may not actually.
God loves you, and he just wants you to take a nap.
He just wants you to enjoy yourself. That's true. Well, that's the argument I make with the vicarist.
I'll be here.
Are you really going to be here?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Dude.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's a goofy thing.
All right, okay, all right. We'll leave that for now.
Don't worry about it.
Raven Con.
I'm going to hide eggs for everybody.
The third?
So Monday when you come in. It's the third. Flip the thing. I can't see.
No. Which Raven Con is it?
Oh, it's the third Raven Con.
Okay, Raven Con number 3, Richmond, Virginia. It's at a new venue this year, and I've forgotten where it is.
Bruce?
I mean, I know the hotel.
It's on a website.
I know the hotel. I just can't remember which damn one it is. I'll
website.
Look it up in a minute.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's Midtown. Yeah. It used
to
be
like I'm supposed to know this stuff.
About 4 different things, so I can't keep up anymore. But I could find it, but I don't know what hotel it is now.
Okay.
RavenCon, we're there. I still don't know our involvement because they're still putting together the final schedules.
And because we're fluid as to whether or not we're there. Some weeks we're there, some
Vickers
weeks we're not.
Billy Flynn's here. Yeah, we keep changing it. Billy Flynn's not there. Vickers here. Bruce
looks
is here.
Looks like it's going to be the Vicar and the Bruce.
Yes.
There, and we should be there for the whole weekend. I know that our the patron saint to this show. Podcasting's Rich Siegfried is going to be coming up and bringing his travel and monkey show there. So we will be recording a Mr. Adventure, and I have requested a part for you, sir. So
really?
I think we'll have something for you. I don't know the schedule.
You're going to be Trudy the transsexual Nazi.
Not again.
Oh,
crap in a hat.
Wait a minute.
Typecasting. I almost said stipecasting.
So I'm on some panels. I'm hoping, you know, they may completely blow me off, but hopefully I'll do some panels there too. So hopefully you guys will show up there. And then we got Balticon in
Balticon,
May.
Balticon, woo!
Yeah, so rock
which
on
we're definitely officially sort of on there, I think.
Yeah, we've been talking back and forth with Paul, but same thing. I just don't think the schedule is confirmed yet.
So who knows what it is?
We shall see. Well, we shall see.
Can't wait to meet the Ghost of Honor there at Balticon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
I would love to go and see the Ghost of Honor. Can't.
But
that's why Kelly says don't forget to bring a towel.
Because you never know.
You never know.
It'll be exciting.
It will.
All right, that's what's coming up. I will have a sounder for next week's show. I'll have a sounder put together for the GRD Weekly Fit Club.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm working on it. I just didn't have it finished in time.
Oh.
So we'll have that next
Funny,
week.
I asked about it. This is the first time hearing that there is going to be something. Thanks.
There's
so shall
to be
we
involved.
Do a Geek Radio Weekly? Geek
GRD
Weekly. We're still adjusting to the name here.
You had it written down last time.
I know. It's right here in front of me. It's right here. You'd think I could read
it. And then next to it's a big picture of boobs. Well, shocker, he can't see
it. This is why we have the problem. GRD Weekly Fit Club, kiddies. Bruce?
Yes, sir.
Kick us off, sir.
You pretty
You're
much
the
got
fitness
to leave
man.
This.
Yeah.
Yes, I am the fitness man.
So what are you doing?
You should have sang that. Yes, I am the fitness man.
The fitness man. The fitness man.
All right, stop.
So you're the fitness man.
Can't you tell we're having so much fun in here? Just to fix something from last week, you said I was going into physical therapy. I'm not. I'm going to be a strength and conditioning coach.
Okay.
It's just a little big difference.
It's
just as easy to get these things right as it is to get them wrong.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's 50-50. Between the three of us, if you're going to be writing in, if you want to write in or if you want to ask some advice on the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com, thank you. We'll get used to that again.
Yeah.
We're going to get used to that. The Bruce is still the guy because between the three of us, I don't care what he calls himself. He knows more than we do. So you're the physical fitness cat.
Okay. I have been back in the gym, working out, running, and then I tweaked my back a little bit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not legal,
now,
is it?
Now, what are you working on right now? You're not doing hardcore lifting right now, are you? You're mainly doing cardio. You are lifting. Okay.
I'm lifting and doing cardio.
Okay,
I'm running at least 2 to 3 times a week, doing 20 minutes of running and lifting 3, maybe 4 times a week.
So you're on a real similar program to what I was on.
Yeah.
And my damn injury.
Yeah.
This week, I finally took the Bruce's advice.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to the Bruce a week ago, I guess, and I was like, is your back still? What the heck's going on? How come your back is still hurt? And I was like, I don't know. You know, I got back from the gym, and Bruce was like, whoa. You got back from where?
Yeah, exactly.
And I said, I didn't work out hard. And Bruce said, dumbass. Stop working out. Just stop it until it gets better.
Yeah, you hurt a core muscle.
Yeah.
And everything you do in the gym is going to be affect
that
core muscle.
You know what's weird? The other day, I was finishing up recording a Geek Radio Daily with Flynn back in the office, just like Tuesday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that it's better now, but the oblique makes me overcompensate with other muscles and other muscles.
Yes,
just
it does.
Doing stupid stuff like getting up and getting down out of a chair.
Mm-hmm.
I went to sit down, and my left like quad and glute just bam, like somebody had knifed me.
Wow.
Hurt for 2 days.
Okay.
It's just
we're gonna
now
we're going
to
have to talk off the show.
What the hell? And I think that's what that was, is it was an overcompensation. I'm doing weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is on the same side. I'm doing weird stuff to compensate for having no movement on that oblique.
Mm-hmm.
So F me, man. I want to get back in the gym. I don't know if it'll be next week. I really want to get back to boffin, too.
Yes. Because
I'd like to do that like once a week.
Yeah, but once you get back in the gym and you can actually start moving completely,
yeah,
with full range of motion, yeah, no problem, you get the endurance back up.
When you stop crying in the car on the way home from the gym, then maybe. Maybe.
The reason he's crying in the gym, that's something completely different.
Yeah, not the same thing.
I'm lifting 10-pound weights over my head.
I didn't mean to drop that. Yes.
Once you get in the full range of motion, strength, get the endurance, get the strength back, then you can start thinking about going out and lunging and trying to hit people with padded weapons and not.
Because I'm a geek. Basically, I just like to watch TV and eat Funyuns. And I'm trying to better myself. And this is what happens. So it's depressing.
It's not.
Discouraging.
You just overdid it the first time out. Not a big deal. Heal up, you'll be better.
What about you, Flynn? You're coming off of surgery, too. Are you kind of getting back in the groove yet?
I am into the gym 3 times a week now, walking 2 miles on the treadmill.
Good man.
Like small
steps.
You're
not back to lifting yet.
I'm not going to do that yet. I think technically it's supposed to be April before I can do that. So, you know, we're gonna wait a little bit longer before we start doing that because I don't want to cry on my way home from the gym in the car.
Yeah, because we don't need two of us.
See, a man who actually follows the advice that the people who know
you
what they're talking
you
about.
You keep saying that he knows what he's talking
and
about, and you do the exact opposite of what he says.
I know. Let me back up to our schedule real quick. Dragon Con, Atlanta, over Labor Day weekend. The Bruce is going to be in his house.
Yes, sir.
We got that straightened out. It is the Bruce. It is the Vicar. Sam from the forums. My buddy One is going to be there, too. So that's 4 people in the hotel room so far. There is room for more. Billy Flynn, if it works out, again, I think I told you I looked into airline flights, and it's under $100 for a one-way flight because we're driving. You could drive back with us on Monday, provided neither you or I had to work that holiday Monday.
It's true.
If you had to, if you could get out of Saturday and Monday both, and that would be the trick.
That would be.
You could leave, and I look, there's flights leaving like at 8 o'clock and later from Richmond Friday night.
Dun, dun, dun.
One-way ticket, dude, we get you a rollaway, and you're there. So I would love to have the whole show down at Dragon Con. So
that
we're
would
gonna
be
work
fantastic.
We're
going to
work on
that. Let's see if we
can
do it.
And if so, then that could be a goal, because that's, what is this, March, April, May, June, July, August, five and a half months from now.
Five,
if we all stay healthy, knock on whatever this is made of, we could be kind of buff at Dragon Con.
Ooh.
Yeah, almost three of us. This is what I mean.
Yeah,
as a
if
goal,
you put some work into it, Bruce.
Yeah, if I put some work into it.
If you put some actual effort into it, stop slacking off.
Stop slacking, exactly.
Bruce, then maybe you could attain the chiseled perfection that is.
Yeah.
I'm expecting all of us 300 costumes. We're going to be Spartans, man.
Oh, that'll be attractive.
Yeah.
That's over five months, Bruce. You know the routine, basically what we all try to do. You're familiar with what we want to do. How realistically and what kind of good shape can the three of us be in 5.5 months if we are not injured?
In much superior condition that we are in right now.
That's a polite way of saying
it. Well, I mean, I know it's unrealistic that we're going to walk in there looking like Ryan Reynolds and stuff with the 12-pack, but is enough time to be significant?
Yes. You'll have enough time to get in. You can drop 20, maybe even 25 pounds if you stay on the diet.
I'd have to lose a leg to drop 25 pounds, but I want to drop 15.
Medium shirt calling. It's calling.
Okay, good. That's a goal. Sweet. All right. Well, there you go. That's our GRD Weekly Fit Club, kids. Just trying to encourage you geeks. Really, you can do it. You can do it.
If you got questions, hey, drop us a line. I have an email.
Bruce has email now. TheBruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Wow.
We finally added him. That's exciting as of like 20 minutes ago. So.
I guess maybe we can get you a shirt now.
I have a shirt.
It's
coming. It's on the way.
Come on,
I'm
kicking you. Well, I put a hold on that until we made it official.
Okay.
That's what it was.
I see. All right, fine. Listen, we've got Scott Sigler himself going to be on this little old radio show that's coming up in the next segment right after the break this year. GRD Weekly episode 4.
They tap into your bloodstream like tiny little vampires. They hack into your nervous system like you were a walking computer network built just for them. They flood your body with chemicals that cause fear, paranoia, and psychotic rage. It's a disease that thinks. It's a disease that talks. And if you're lucky, you die before it becomes a disease that walks. On April Fool's Day, experience the horror thriller novel, Infected, the major hardcover release from number one bestselling author, Scott Sigler, creator of the free podcast novels, Earthcore, Ancestor, and Nocturnal. Available April 1st, online and in bookstores everywhere. Free audio chapters of Infected are available at scottsigler.com and infectednovel.com. The disease kills you slowly if the cure doesn't kill you first.
GRD Weekly number 4, kiddies, and as promised, because I know you guys are lining up and ready for the world domination that is to come, friends, author, pimp, Scott Sigler, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate such a grand intro. Nice.
So listen, Scott, before I even start talking about the books, world domination, I notice is a great theme of yours, is world domination. Personally, not in your writing, but, you know, in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that you picked up in childhood? Have you always been an aspiring world dominator, or is this something that came along in adulthood like a mutant superpower?
No, this has been from a very early stage. From my earliest memories, I have had a very clear vision of when I will someday rule the entire planet. So it's nothing new. I've been working towards it for a while.
I could so picture that, because I could picture you in kindergarten, little scrappy dude, bald, you know, shaven head, just like now, terrorizing the other kiddies. That is my favorite thought of you, and I've had it confirmed, so we're good to go.
It was that Christmas gift, you know, the little World Dominator kit.
Yeah, that's
set the whole thing in motion.
Known as Legos. So when I would get the Legos, I would be building my imaginary mind control devices, and I always found as a little kid, and I was a tiny, tiny little kid, so it was always better to manipulate others to do what I wanted them to do than try and take the heat myself. So that's where it all comes from.
It's a good plan. Scott, I have to ask you, what sound did your mind manipulation machine Legos make?
I kind of roll one of those out.
Okay.
Yeah, it pretty much, I only had one noise as a kid, so, you know, everything from dune buggies to mind control devices to airplanes all made that same noise.
Like Scooby-Doo cartoons. I get that. That's
nice.
Cool.
That works.
All right, man. Well, let's talk business, because we're here on this last couple of days of March. We're taping, getting ready for the April 1st hardcover release of Infected. And that's what we want to pimp today, Scott. First of all, let me start out asking you, because I know you've been asked this before, but I want to review this for our listeners. What's the deal with the book title change?
Well, there used to be called Infection. Pardon me. It used to be called Infection for the original podcast. Then when Crown signed the publishing deal for it and Rogue Pictures optioned the movie, they put out publicity that they had optioned a movie called Infection. And there is a guy who wrote the screenplay for A History of Violence, who apparently is some kind of a big wheel. But anyways, he put out a direct-to-DVD movie about bees or something called Infested back in 2002. So they sent this crazy BS letter about how they invested considerable amounts of money in the sequel and rattling up all this other information. And they basically, bottom line was, they were going to sue, even though you can't sue for a title, they're going to sue for some kind of copyright infringement.
Well, you know, you're taking our audience away from us, our B audience.
Yeah, for a movie that they're never going to make. It was just a trip. So, and Rogue, whose partner is Focus Features, who made Brokeback Mountain, had just gone through some lawsuit regarding a song and had been basically extorted to the tune of some $200,000. They called and said, you know what, how about we just change the title because we don't want to deal with this crap anymore. So being the good business partner that I try to be after saying, let's fight it, let's go after this guy, and I had no backing. So like, we're not going to help you in that unless I fight. So we just changed it to, we put up several names on the website and let the fans vote on what they like the best, and Infected won. So Infection has become Infected.
Wow. It's you know, prognosis went down.
That's crazy. And I don't have a whole lot, I'll admit, I don't have a whole lot to comment on about Infected, Infection, whatever, because I haven't done it yet. I read Ancestor, I read Earthcore, and I'm making my way through Nocturnal along with everybody else right now, and Infected's on the list. So
he's a little scared.
I haven't, mm-hmm. Yeah, so I haven't read the thing yet. What's awesome about Infected, man? What can we expect when it comes out in hardcover, available, I'm guessing, Amazon, the online booksellers, and, of course, the big box booksellers as well? What can we expect? What's it about? What's awesome about Infected?
Well, what's awesome about Infected is it's combining hard science and horror. So it is, I've been describing it as a Michael Crichton meets Stephen King type presentation. So it's a tale of biological possession. So our main character's name is Terry Dossey, and he is an ex-All-American linebacker from the University of Michigan who had his knee blown out in the Rose Bowl and never got to attain the millions of dollars of fame and fortune that he deserved, being the 6'5", 250-pound wrecking ball that he is. He's also spent his whole life trying to break the cycle of violence that has plagued his family. He was beaten by his father, and as a result, he has some very natural tendencies to want to kick the crap out of anything that crosses his path. But he's done an admirable job of improving his life and moving on with his life without football. He still has all these violent tendencies, but he controls them pretty well. That all changes when he gets infected by these seven parasitical organisms that start out on his body as just minor itchy rashes, but they continue to grow. And they tap into his bloodstream, taking nutrients out of his blood so that they can add material and grow. They tap into the nervous system and kind of use it like an internet so they can talk to each other. And then the whole plot kind of deteriorates from there, from Perry's perspective, into a battle for survival that requires him to do some really, really awful, awful things in order to stay alive.
Will we be, in fact, dipping into the icky in this story, Scott?
I think it goes beyond there's the biological process itself in which these parasitic organisms are basically terraforming Perry. So they are altering, using Perry's own construction devices within his biology to alter his structure to make him more suitable to their needs. So that's pretty icky. That's kind of creepy crawly. And then the things that Perry has to do to himself in order to survive, or at least what he thinks would be surviving. And that's a whole different level of icky. And those things get progressively worse as the book goes on, to the point where, you know, quite frankly, some people just put the book down. Some people are like, you know what, that's too much.
Tonight on Choices You Never Want to Make.
People who make it to the very end usually wish they had put it down.
Well, read this book. I dare you.
That's a glowing review from the author himself.
Well, speaking of the icky, having read several of your books, I know your niche is kind of that, I don't know what you'd call it. I call it kind of a science horror, again, sort of
scarring.
A crime angle. Do you have any plans, do you have any desires to ever do something else? I mean, like write about puppies and conversations and sweater sets and shit like that.
He actually wants 18th century melodrama.
Yes, there is a melodrama planned with some mutant puppies. So
sweet.
Mutant puppies.
That could be interesting. No, I have about 20 books lined up to write. I've done a decent job at cataloging the different ideas that pop up. The thing I'm trying to control now is the big idea that will pop up and completely take over my ADD brain, and I'll start writing something new when I've got all of these novels to finish and now contractually obligated novels to finish. So for the most part, we're going to see a fairly consistent theme of hard science going horribly awry, and then every now and then that'll be spiced up with things like my series called The Rookie, which is combining crime novels, gangster novels, far future hard science fiction, and sports into this crazy amalgamation of different things.
I know you're a football guy because you talk about that. I've heard both in interviews, and you get a lot of references in your stuff. I mean, like in Nocturnal, for example, Brian talking to his dad about football. Are you a football geek? Because I am, and I always am amazed, as a general geek myself, I'm always amazed why there seems to be a difference between geeks and football. Geeks aren't supposed to like sports. You know what I mean?
Well, I was kind of a geek jock in high school, and my dad was the football coach, a very successful football coach in Sheboygan, Michigan. And so I've been around. I mean, my earliest memories are sitting on my dad's lap and watching the old 16-millimeter football films and watching him play them and rewind them and play them and rewind them. So I've been around a fairly high level of football knowledge since before I could even walk. So that's totally ingrained. And then the geekery just kind of kicked in all on its own when I started getting into D&D with my buddies and reading all the old fantasy novels and the Anne McCaffrey novels and every piece of science fiction I'd get my hands on as a kid. So it's just kind of a natural combination. What's been interesting is when I put out The Rookie, which is a story of a pro football league 800 years in the future when the teams are traveling intergalactically to play each other, I went through a lot of detail to explain football both within the story in a way that carried the story forward and made sense, so it wasn't obtrusive. And then also in bonus content I would put out, I'm like, okay, you're getting ready to listen to episode 17. We're going to tell you now what defensive ends and the defensive line does and how you can understand what's happening on the field. And the strangest thing happened, I'm getting all these emails from geeks who tell me that they didn't know, they thought football was stupid and moronic, and now that they've actually listened to it and understand the structure of the game, they're actually getting into it. And some real cool emails from guys who've told me for the first time in their life they were able to sit down with their father or their brother and watch a football game together and enjoy it. So the geeks can enjoy football. You just have to surround it with starships and aliens and murder and betrayal, and then they get it.
Cuts down on the wedgies, I guess, if you understand your football.
Yeah, I've listened to The Rookie. I've listened to it. I love it. It's your first novel that I listened to. It's absolutely wonderful. And being a sports geek myself, I'm like, wow, this guy really has a deep knowledge of what the quarterback has to go through, learning the reads, all this, all that. So you had to have some sort of knowledge of football when you wrote this book. I mean, it's blatantly obvious in the storyline.
Yeah, and it was fun because most geeks are fairly intellectual. There's a relatively high level of intelligence and knowledge accumulation going on. And to see them look down their nose and dismiss football as a bunch of dumb jocks, it was very fun for that novel to try and explain the amount of trigonometric level math that these guys have to go through in a span of 3 seconds while someone is literally trying to rip their head off their body. It really changed the perspective on a lot of people. Even if they didn't wind up liking football, they're like, wow, that's some highly intellectual stuff that's going on while someone is trying to hurt you. So
someone's trying to kick your head in.
It was a ton of fun to just communicate that out to the geek community.
I'll stick with poker. No one sucks you in poker.
No one sucks you in poker now.
No.
Well, at least until the sequel for Infection comes out, which is called Contagious, and then you might not want to touch those cards or anything else.
You got Billy in a story now.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you. Great. You're going to turn me into to Howie Mandel. That's fantastic.
Can't touch the cards. All right. Scott, talk to me here about the difference between writing for a patio book and then writing for, like, the traditional print media.
Well, it winds up not being a very big deal for me. At least it wasn't up until Nocturnal, because I had these books completely written. So I wrote the book. I write my books to try and read like the cinematic summer thriller, the popcorn novel, you know, the popcorn movie where things are going to be carried at a certain pace. We're going to lead you up to a crazy over-the-top ending, and you're going to walk away from that book breathless going, man, I wish I could experience that all over again. That's what I'm shooting for. So those books were done, and being able to podcast them was a pretty straightforward approach. Because I'm just podcasting the actual print novel as you would pick it up and read it. For Nocturnal, it's different because I'm not done with it yet. This is the first one I've ever done that I haven't put in the 17 to 18 rewrites it takes to get all the plot elements to line up correctly. Now I'm relying more on user feedback and relying more on people say, gosh, that character's awesome. Please don't kill that character. I'm like, maybe I've stumbled onto something here. So for the most part, the process is fairly straightforward. I do rely a lot on user feedback and bring that all in and process it. So when I do the final rewrite before it goes to the publisher, I've got a little bit of a little bit of market testing that's already put back into the book, and that helps make it more enjoyable, I think.
Now you got a book tour coming up, man, for Infected. What cities are you hitting up here shortly?
Well, we're starting out in L.A., then off to Seattle, then we get to go do San Francisco, and then New York, and finish up in Houston. And Houston I'm really excited about because we had a voting contest
right
on the website, and the people, like 90 people from Houston, said they were going to come out to the bookstore.
For the Sigler Stank Tour. That's what he called it. Not me. That was what he called it.
Also, Stank, that's right.
I know with the Nocturnal, you're experimenting with a lot of the sound effects and stuff that was kind of new, and you were looking for feedback on that. Has that been good or bad overall?
Well, it started out... I was putting more work into it originally than I am now. It, you know, just trying to do limited sound effects where it made sense. And people are enjoying it, but I actually was getting a little bit of pushback. People are like, you know what, you're very close to going over the top with this, and it's to the point now where you're using so many sound effects it's detracting from the story, which totally surprised me. I wasn't expecting to hear that at all, but it helped clarify what it is that people expect of me from these, which is basically... you know, a dramatic reading of the book, but let them process the sound effects and everything else in their own mind. So it's going pretty well. I'll still use two or three in every episode, but I'm not using them that heavily, and it's working out well because sound effects just flat out, they take a lot of time. They add a lot of time to the production cycle. So if I can back off from those, that helps because there's a lot going on right now.
What you should do is replace every one of them with your Lego mind manipulation device.
Right.
Here comes the monster. There it is.
Let's just say if you look closely on the desks of many world leaders, you'll see some Legos hiding behind a stack of paper somewhere.
Yeah. Incidentally, fantastic. My vote is that I like them. I've enjoyed them. So there's that. But also, I love Nocturnal, and I know we want to focus on Infected because that's coming out. But Nocturnal, I'm in the middle of it now. How much more? I don't even know what the current one is. I'm on like 17s. I'm one or two behind. How many chapters you figuring we're going to get out of Nocturnal?
I think we're going to get about 10 more, maybe a little bit. So about another 3 months to go on that one. We're coming into 20, and some of the pieces are starting to fall into place. So I that's what I'm figuring, about 10 more, 11 more, somewhere in that ballpark.
I got to say,
it could surprise me.
I've been bugging Flynn all week with this name. Pookie Chang, not only the greatest name of a character ever, but just my favorite character.
It sounds like somebody missing from Big Trouble in Little China.
I know. It's a nutty name. Yeah. I love Pookie. Pooks is my boy. And at some point, Scott Sigler, I'm going to ask you if you'd record a drop for our show. Probably not here because we get phone quality. And I have a feeling you have access to like a microphone somewhere.
Much better stuff.
So I'll ask you to do a drop, and I think I'm going to want to drop in Pookie Chang's voice, too.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Pook's my boy. Okay, Infected. Hardcover. Infected. And I know we're going to try to make a serious run on those charts here as far as getting your book out there. People need to roll out. April the 1st is the drop date, and that's Amazon and the box stores, too, right?
Correct. I did the same campaign back in April of 2007. When we rolled out Ancestor, and the community really supported that, and it hit number 7 overall on Amazon, which just freaked out all the people in New York.
Yeah, that's ridiculous,
that we
man.
Could pull that off. But now, I mean, it's a different problem now because my whole support base is online, and these people are very used to buying on Amazon. But now I have to say, hey, if we sell all these books on Amazon, the brick-and-mortar stores are going to get all pissed off. So now it's just totally leaving it up to the customer's choice. If you like buying it on Amazon, pre-order it by all means. If you do frequent your local bookstore, it will be in all the Borders, all the Barnes & Nobles, the Powell's, all the big box stores. And then it's looking like it's also going to wind up in Costco, of all things.
Nice.
Which is apparently a huge friggin' deal for book sales. And then it's going to be at most independent stores, too, although some of the independents are telling me it might not be available on April 1st because sometimes they just get screwed due to the effort that's placed on Borders and Barnes & Noble.
I was going to ask you about what junkies should do when it comes out. What's the best way? Brick and mortar, if possible, right?
Because that's going to get one from each, just to make sure.
Well, that's true. You could order on Amazon and brick and mortar.
Yes.
Brick and mortar is more helpful for you in the book charts. So preferably brick and mortar, right?
It really doesn't matter. Amazon does all roll up to the first week sales as far as the New York Times chart is concerned. So I get credit for all those. The biggest thing is... the commitment that Borders and Barnes & Noble has made to the book in order, as far as the number of copies that they have bought from Crown. So they made a big commitment, and, you know, if we can move a lot of copies from the bricks and mortar, they're going to get excited about it, and that'll kind of create a secondary round of promotion where they'll be telling their staff, this book is moving, go out and tell people about this book.
So everybody needs to
really,
buy it.
But really, I'm all for utter customer choice. Whatever people want to do, it's all going to roll up towards the New York Times chart, and we're going to make a run at being the first user-generated content to dominate the New York Times charts.
Number one, baby. We're going for number one. You make this book number one. That's what we need. We need this to happen.
We'll do our part anyway. Scott Sigler, phoning in from San Fran this morning. I appreciate the time, sir. I will not see you until Atlanta, but I'm going to, sir, because my understanding is that the Scott Sigler Pimps and Hoes party is already on schedule, right?
That's what I've heard from my contact, Soup Bone. The Soup Bone, the Wonder Pimp, who threw that party last year.
He's
apparently got a suite lined up, and he is out clothes shopping for a new Pimpalicious outfit, and he is looking forward to all the pimps and hoes showing up for that party, so it's going to be a good time.
Oh, we are so there.
ScottSigler.com, the new book is Infected. It drops on April 1st. Buy it by multiple copies. And, Scott, we appreciate you phoning in, man.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Scott, thanks. All right, boys and girls, there we go. Scott Sigler, who we're going to see at DragonCon, baby.
Yeah.
Well, his alter ego, Soup Bone, anyway, is going to be there running the party again.
But if he's there with Legos, run.
Watch out.
Run.
That's
run.
Right. The man with Legos, very, very dangerous. All right,
the
thanks,
man
Scott.
With Legos. That
I know,
sounds
that be
very, very creepy.
I know, it
that's
does.
That's the next book, right?
It's
there.
Scott.
Ah, Scott Sigler's The Man with Legos.
Now, Bruce, you listened to The Rookie. I haven't checked that out yet.
Yes, I did. I listened to The Rookie, love the entire book. But I'm a big football fan.
The ones that you've read so far, what is your ranking favorites?
Oh, I'd have to say... Ancestor would be one, Rookie number two, but very yeah. close after the
yeah. I've done Ancestor and Earthcore and Nocturnal, but Nocturnal's not done yet. So I did like Ancestor better than Earthcore. And Nocturnal so far just kicks ass, but it hadn't ended yet. And it might blow at the end.
Yeah, oh, wow.
I'll wait till it's done.
I believe in people's ability to screw it up. There you go.
There
that's
you
a good
go.
Philosophy
So anyway,
of life.
Speaking of this here book, the hardcover version of Infected, dropping on April 1st, go and buy it. However, you don't necessarily have to buy it, do you, Bruce?
What?
No, you do not. Because we have a copy to give you.
It wouldn't happen to be a signed Scott Sigler copy, would it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hells yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yes, we do.
We've got that kind of clout?
Yes, apparently we do.
Nice.
All right. We begged.
You want to win the signed copy of the hardcover Infected, then what you got to do to Bruce?
Well, you have to answer just one trivia question.
Hey, trivia. All right.
The return
good.
Of trivia. Coolness.
Yes, we do.
All right.
All right. Easy enough trivia. Don't overthink this one. In the book Ancestor, in the middle of the book, something crashes. It's a pivotal plot point. If you've read the book, listen to the book, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You've got to be specific, but you can tell us. Send the answer to podcast@geekradiodaily.com.
There you go. Easy question, but that means we're going to get a lot of replies, so it's going to be a random drawing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, only enter once, really. That's not going to do you
anything. And do remember, please, as always, that this is recorded today, Saturday, March 22nd. So if you listen to this in April, it's probably too late.
We haven't discussed this, but I'm guessing next week is a good enough time to draw this. So I'm guessing next week, the 29th, or whenever we record our
episode. Yeah, so have your answer to us by the 28th.
Yeah, I have to have it this week. By the 28th, have it in. Or it's email, so I guess it's fine. As long as it's in the morning of the 29th Eastern time, we're fine. But we'll do our winner at random from all the correct answers we get. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott, for signing that. That's cool.
Signing for hooking us up with that prize. That's awesome. So, we about done. We got closing remarks here. We about finished.
I think that was good.
Yeah.
We didn't break anything.
We enjoyed that.
It was fantastic.
We are done now.
And I'm scared of Legos.
Yeah, right. We are.
You should be.
Someone should.
GRD Weekly, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes. And, of course, any of your favorite podcatchers, because they're all good. Listen to Geek Radio Daily as well, Monday through Friday. Geek Radio Daily and GRD Weekly, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. Join the forums, geekradiodaily.com. Email us at podcast or individually at Vicar, Billy Flynn, or The Bruce.
Oh, that's right, he's got one!
At geekradiodaily.com.
That was kind of sexy the way you did that there at the end.
Intentional.
Daily.com.
Listen, I'm interested in world domination, not a degree in physics or particle theory.